Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion, and your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways this morning, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just, oh Lord have mercy, I tell you, I'm so excited to be on this morning. I tell you, God is just a good God, and he's all right with me. Hallelujah. I just thank God for enabling me to come across these airways, bringing unto you, hallelujah, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I want to take this opportunity, I want to take this moment and this stage to send out condolences to all of you that has lost loved ones, may it be in the tragic accident on the road or the highway or interstate or wherever, in the catastrophe of the snow that has got people snowbound and snowed in and snowed under. I just want you to know that God has people all over the planet that is praying for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. So just know that you are not alone. You got Jesus, number one, and you got Jesus' disciples, and that's us, me and you and us, children of God, hallelujah, that's praying for you and with you, and God is carrying you. When it's a time that you cannot walk, God will pick you up and carry you, hallelujah. So we just want you to be encouraged, and may God restore restoration unto your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now what we're going to do, we're going to go right on into our opening prayer, because every opportunity that presents itself, hallelujah, we want to acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, but born in Bethlehem. And he is, hallelujah, the spiritual man of the hour. He's the spiritual man of my life. And he's presumably the man of the hour in your life. You that know God and has offered God to be your Lord and Savior. We know him to be a friend when we're friendless. We know him to be a mother when we're motherless. We know him to be a father when we're fatherless. We know him to be every spiritual thing that we need. Hallelujah. So we're going to go now and we're going to give him reference. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledge our Lord and our Savior. I want to present to others, hallelujah, and introduce the song. Jesus Christ, as I first stated, is his name. He's the Lord of my life. He's the Lord of my salvation. Hallelujah. And so if God is for you, he is more than the world against you. So we're going to go right now and we're going to go down in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. But we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But you have already told us beforehand that you have gone and that you've already prepared a place for us. And one of these old historical days in that great rapture. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you will receive us unto yourself. But until that day approaches, we will continue in your will and we will continue in your way. We will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, able me to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me a servant, hallelujah, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus Christ's marvelous name. And let the temple say amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are able to tune in on this morning, because we're coming across these skyways, airways, with the divine word of God, out of the mouth of God, in his black book called the Bible. It's 66 books, starting from Genesis and then its conclusion. In Revelation. So I just want you to get your good seat on this morning. Get your digital toys. Get your tablet. Get your iPhone. Get your laptop. And all of your digital articles. And bring them aboard. For we are in need of them. We are in a digital world. So some of us no longer are carrying our Bible. But we're carrying our tablets. We're carrying our iPhones. And we're carrying everything that we need, hallelujah, to assemble ourselves in the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I will be with you 1 hour on this morning. I am yet 50 seconds into this program right now. So we're going to take you live into a program that's already in progression. So as I first stated, get you a good seat and get comfortable. Get up close because we're going to make it personal on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will be opening up the chat room momentarily. So just hang tight there and I will open up the chat room. And those of you that desire to call in and talk live with the host, you can do so at the conclusion of this program. Those numbers to call in are 646-200-3074. I'm going to repeat that number, 646-200-3074. The next number is 877-598-8654. That number again is 877-598-8654. So at the conclusion of this program, you are encouraged and welcome to call in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And bless your holy name. Hallelujah, God. We know that you are worthy to be praised. Father God, you just so awesome. I tell you, Lord, what would we do without you? We could not make it, God. I know I could not make it. And I know that the world would be just a non-void existence without you, God. But I thank you for being a part of our lives. I thank you so graciously. And I just want to give your name the glory and honor and the gratitude on this morning. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And so we're going to go on into our live program, as I first stated. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. It says, Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Matthew 16 and 16. All right, we're going to go on over to our second key scripture for this morning. And it reads this, hallelujah, bless your holy name. It says that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. And so we know that in the biographical archives, we are told that the Washington Post identified famous people with a single vocationary notice, such as home run king or motion picture star. According to a reporter, one of these files is marked Jesus Christ, the murderer. So we know that every individual who considers Jesus Christ makes some judgment about him. But we know that all history is incomprehensible without Christ. We know that his name is not so much written, but it's plowed into the history of the world. We know that Department of Religious at Yale Graduate School wrote that short life of Jesus had been the most influential ever lived. We know that through him, millions have been transformed and have begun to live the life which he exemplified. We know that he was gauged by the consequences which has followed the birth, life, and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, has been the most important event in the history of man. I want to ask you on this evening, those of you that are listening live out there in my radio audience, what label do you put on Jesus Christ? If you agree that he is who he came to be, then let him who is the center of history, hallelujah, be not only the center of your creed, but also the object of your loyalty and your love. We know that Christ wants to be the center of yours and mine and our life. He is the reason for you and I being here at all. He gave himself as a sacrifice for you and I and us. And now he waits for you and I to hear his call. Your decision about Jesus determines your destiny. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that according to Paul, he's the one that says that he or she is a Christian without believing in the resurrection, stating a contradiction in turn. For why did Jesus Christ die? Hallelujah. If not for yours and mine and our sin. And if it is his dust, hallelujah, is still in a Palestinian grave, then his sacrifice was insufficient for our salvation. And we would still be in our sin with a few faith. Hallelujah. We know that not only still in our personal sin, but in all the sin and evil of an unjust world. But we know that the tomb was found empty, and the fact that God, hallelujah, has canceled out yours and mine and our sins, hallelujah, by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. So that by grace through faith in his sacrificial death and resurrection. You and I are saved. That is what our ancestors believed when they gathered to worship in hollow and brush arbors. That Moses, hallelujah, who led the Israel out of Egyptian bondage, Jesus Christ by his resurrection led them to fight for and win freedom over the evil of American bondage. We know that no matter what the sins of yours and mine, our oppression could do against them, they were destined onward and upward by the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we know that the world Christians, hallelujah, we read that Jesus' resurrection marks the faith, hallelujah, and the resurrection in the book of Exodus. Because he lived, you and I are not hopeless. We are not enslaved to the power of our private sin. But more than that, hallelujah, we are not in bondage to the power of the public sin. The economy, hallelujah, and the social structure, sins of those who continue in even more devious and subtle ways to hem us in. We are more than a conqueror through the risen Lord. So I want to encourage you on today, hallelujah, that you can be delivered from whatever have you bound. If you are bound by drugs and alcohol and booze, if it's chasing women, if it's chasing somebody's husband, if it's chasing somebody's wife, you can be delivered today. Hallelujah. If it's porn that you're into, God can deliver you. Hallelujah. From those pornographic demons that have you bound. Hallelujah. If it's a foul tongue, God can take away that dirty, foul mouth, that language that you present, hallelujah, that's ungodly. God can take that away. Hallelujah. If you're an abusive husband, God can take away that demonic spirit of abuse. If you are an abusive wife, God can take that demonic spirit of abuse from the demonic wife. Hallelujah. If you have children that are abusive to their parents, God can deliver them, and God can give you power to subdue them, to have strength, to let them know that you are not going to take any more abuse from them. You are the mother, and you are their mother, and they are not yours. God can deliver whatever have you bound. If you're bound in sin, God died on Calvary Cross over 2,000 light years ago to bring deliverance to you and I and us and everybody that wants to be delivered on this morning. I want to encourage you that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, can deliver you. It's no sin that's too big, too wide, too gigantic for our God to handle. Hallelujah, because God, I call him the June Giant. God can deliver us ever have you and I and us bound on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And we also know, hallelujah, that God is also persistent. He is a persistent lover to you and I and us. Hallelujah. We know that century after century, he sent prophets seeking the stubborn people of Israel. Then God sent his only begotten son. We find out that Luke 19, we read that Jesus looked out over the city of Jerusalem and wept because of their hardness of their heart. Hallelujah. Yet Jesus persisted in his love and pursuit of you and I. He opened the way for reconciliation by his redeeming sacrifice at Calvary. So we know today, you and I and us, he is still asking sinners to come to him, personally accept him as your Savior, and you too can enjoy the close fellowship with him. That scripture reading is coming out of Matthew 11 and 28. If you have to come to him, hallelujah, you can rejoice that you are his. If you have not, however, you must realize that time may run out. So don't remain forever alienated from the love of your, the lover of your soul. You can trust Jesus today, and he is knocking at the door of your heart, waiting for you to open up the door and allow him in. He is the guest at your dinner table this morning. Hallelujah. So I want to ask you this morning, why trade the hope of heaven's light for things that please the Prince of Might? Eternal glory waits for all who turn and trust God's loving call. God always knocks loud enough for the seeking soul to hear. And we know that the moving scene is only a dim reflection of what God's grace does for you and I and us. Although we are sinful, we can be brought into a relationship with God through simple faith in Jesus, because he died on the cross in our place. God blotted out yours and mine sin. He blotted out the record of our sins, and he made us right with him. We know that the Lord, in his amazing love, has not only forgiven you and I, but also given to you and I the ministry of reconciliation. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. Hallelujah. Of 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. We have the honor of sharing the good news with others so that they too can be at the peace with God. And when we are right with God, we are also to do what we can to live at peace with everyone. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 12 and 18. I want to ask you once more this morning, have you accepted God's offer of forgiveness in Christ? Are you telling others about his love? And are you an agent of God's grace in your relationship? If not, I'm encouraging you to start today. Make peace, hallelujah, with all men. Hallelujah. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. When from your sins, he has given relief. You are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. So you are encouraged to go and tell others of his perfect peace. When we experience peace with God, you and I, we can share his peace with others. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gerard, California 95020. Our web address is www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. Till we come across these skyways and airways again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, bringing unto you hymns of Zion to encourage your spirit and uplift your heart. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. I'm
Yeah. I'm still here because of my faith. Just won't fade. No more lonely days. And my Thank you.